And hello everyone, welcome to We're Millennials. I know it's been a moment. I am your hostess, Black Widow, aka Black Snow White. And also some of you know my real name, but I'm not going to stress too much on that. It's been a minute, I know. And I had actually announced how season 2 is going to be and what we're going to talk about and all the guests that we're going to get and the co-hosts that will come. Well, it took me a little bit longer to get there because I'm dealing with a lot of stuff that's happening in my life, but I'm not going to be like too much onto it. Today episode, I wanted to talk about a subject that I feel like right now it would be the right moment to type into it because it had intrigued me, and also I had considered myself in a very long time a part of it. And then I decided that, well, I'm going to reevaluate that because what does it mean exactly? What does it show as what type of person you are when you're expressing this kind of concern and all this kind of thing? Trust me, I know it's going to be up to debate and a lot of the comments will be heated and all that. But also, by the way, we have a YouTube channel. So if you go on YouTube and you type Weird Millennial Podcast, you will find us. And also, I'm working on other stuff at the same time, but basically it will be on the YouTube channel that you will be able to see our faces and the guests. But of course, that one for now is not available, but we are still gonna make sure that the audio is available on YouTube if you want to listen to YouTube. But the main place that you're gonna be able to listen to the podcast is Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and all this kind of thing. So we are kind of like, we are working hard on it anyhow, at least I do. So today's subject that I wanted to tackle, I think it will be the main point of discussion, and I hope that people will be able to comment, or if you have any suggestion, I will also put different links that you can find on website. I don't have a website yet. We're gonna work on that as well, as long that we get bigger on the channel or website, on the channel page anyhow. So today I want to talk about activism in general, not just about one specific thing that I am into or not, but more about activism in general, about how it had evolved, how activism became more a show pony than just the real deal, because there will be a long time that we were talking about that and that shit was not happening at all. So I was kind of intrigued for a very long time because I was thinking that I was also being an activist and being say that I'm going to say my opinion is going to change the world and all that and all that. I got very involved in some issues that I felt like it was important to talk about, such as racism, because for the audience that don't know this show, I'm black, hence the name Black Widow and Black Snow White. I'm black, I'm a woman in a Western country, and also my full name is also Muslim, so I'm telling you I have a lot of things going on. So I would say that the part that my activism have been always been there, it was for years and years and years. I would not say that I've never been active into trying to make people accept minorities or accept some issues that's going on. It's always been part of what I was, especially in a Western country. In my country itself, the activism would be like, well, we are sick and tired of politicians that are exploiting people who are abusing their power for a lot of things and all that. That would be also another sort of activism, but it's not that. The one that I want to talk about is more about the one that the social media that we are more aware of, such as feminism, that one, race rights, gay rights, LGBTQ, all those kind of activism that we are doing, and also of course environmental, saving the planet and all that. First of all, lately I would just like, are we really being activists because there's nothing being done? We are going to yell about something and say that, oh yeah, yeah, this and that, I don't agree with this, we should change that. Yes, I know that last year in 2020, there were some changes that happened when George Floyd got unfortunately murdered by that guy, that cop. Some stuff had been pushed out. People were fed up, and also you saw protests everywhere around the planet, which was great. But since then, do you think that a police shooting black people has stopped? No, we don't talk about it anymore. We're back to talk about other stuff. we are not talking about those things anymore. And for a long time, I was just like thinking, I felt like I had to leave a lot of pressure. I was actually pressured as a Black person to kind of like put my input and a comment about the fact what was happening to that man that I never met in my existence in a country that I don't live in. That if you didn't put anything and say that, oh yeah, Black Lives matter as a Black person, my God, you will be looked aside as, oh, you're part of the problem. You're not trying to. No, it's just that if I am not aware of the situation, how do you want me to put my opinion? It's like when you're keeping saying women, all women have to be feminists, but they don't, some of them don't feel like where they are is there's a disadvantage. So they don't see the point to put out any feminism market and say that, yeah, everybody have to have equal pay. Equal pay, okay, but if you had chose to be a stay-at-home mom, what is your pay? Where, and also they will shun you to not be feminist about it, because again, it's an activism that you have to show and say that, yeah, we want the same right for all women. Well, excuse me, but I'm gonna be very honest there, and so a lot of people are gonna hate me for that and gonna be mad because they're gonna get into their feelings instead of trying to be rational with what I'm gonna say. Feminism movement has started for a very long time, and we're still paying for tampons and pads for something that our body is doing every fucking month. How is that a hard change anything? How come we don't have a time off for those 2 days of the month where we know that we cannot move? The cramp is so awful that you cannot function, but you still have to go there because you say that I want to have the same equal right as a man. But after that, when you are like in that time, you're just like, no. But I'm going to go back again to the racial activism that I've been asked to push again and again and again. At first, for anything that was related to what happened in 2020 with George Floyd, I'm talking about that specific event, I felt like I needed to speak up because we were able to witness something that it was so awful, but also inhuman. Treating someone that way, inhuman, it will create a reaction in you. And also as human being, that's our thing. If you are staying there and watching something happen like that and being apathic, it's just to show that how lack of humanity we have. But if as a Black person, of course it's gonna light up anger, frustration, rage, and comprehension, and also fear. And yes, there were moments where I was just like, yeah, I need to do something, but I am stuck at home. We are in the middle of the pandemic. And also, even if I go protest, I was very mad. So I went, I said that I was there. I was just showing my support and say that, yeah, defund the police and this and that and that. But after a certain moment, like really, they will show other story of other Black people, but what? Where was that energy when that kid, what his name, Trayvon Martin was killed? You didn't see the whole planet doing uproar and make sure that man will rot in prison. He got freed, and he signed like some skills, like he was like, yeah, he's a sort of hero. A lot of Black people, male and other minorities, have been killed in the hand of the police because of prejudice. But instead of just us screaming defund the police, and trust me, I was also part of the problem with that, because I encourage this kind of thing, instead of saying that, well, instead of defunding them, is it possible to rewire their programming, meaning that you are gonna train them in a different way, or maybe have a specific unit to understand mental illness if there's anything like that. Here I would take an example because I live in Canada. Here are the minority that I would say that have the most mistreatment and disrespect and even less care about is the native. I am not one. I know that I'm part of a minority, but my struggle is different from what they are living, because my stigma is a little bit different. We have been able to be the loudest voice out there that people have no choice but to listen after a moment. But First Nations, the thing is, the trauma and also the wound is so deep that it's hard to have someone that coming from there. I said, yeah, but you're the exception. Of course, you understand better. It's just the whole journey is something else. And I would like one day to have like one of my friends and have a conversation about that, because that would be really interesting. And I don't want to turn this podcast into something activism and all that. But the last episode of the last season that we did, we talked about Palestine and Israel. Well, the issue is still there, but you don't see the media talking about it. So you don't see people being frustrated or mad about it. Now, we had also a moment where people were shocked to see the Taliban that came back, but still, nothing had been done really much about it. Your social activism, the one that you put on your Instagram, social media, all that is not gonna, is not that impactful. It's just saying that, yeah, I care. See, I did my part. I cared. Now move on to the next topic. It's just that every day is always a struggle. And also, if you don't post, people will make you feel bad because you're not posting. I didn't post anything about the Israel-Palestine issue because I don't understand that issue. I am not. I know that everything that is always out there, it doesn't need to impact you to understand what's going on. But it's something so complex. It's happening like this for over 75 years. So how do you think that me, little me, who have just less than 97 people following me on social media, being able to make an impact out there? It's like a grain of sand in the desert. It's just part of it. Even though today we have the way, the medium to show and say that this is injustice, let's do something about it. We just share that and say this is injustice, and after that we go back to our life because we pat ourselves on our back and say that we did something good. Same thing with feminism, same thing for racism, same thing for anybody that get mistreated, and also same thing for what is called? And people who are protesting and say that climate change, like that girl, I respect what she's doing, but there's something that I'm just like, girl, you are targeting the wrong people. Because if you were protesting to have like an impact in the climate, those politicians would never be the one to make the change. They may be going to write the laws. They will say that, oh yeah, you need to reduce by this. The real one who have the power are the CEO of those businesses that make billions and billions on fucking up this planet. But you're still cool with that because you have yourself on, right? But if it's just that I feel like the activism that we are doing since the beginning is targeting the wrong people. And now I'm just like focusing more on the climate change one, because now we are talking about it. Now it's a thing, and saying that, oh yeah, look, we are fucking up this planet. We need to save it. It's been a long time. But the thing is, now people are talking about it because the Western countries are impacted by it. For decades, what happened like in 85 or even before that, Africa was already living like some drought, famine, and all this kind of crazy thing. Asia, South Asia, will have tsunamis, crazy things that are going on there, but nobody was there. People said, oh yeah, it's seasonal, it's normal. But now that we see flooding happen in Europe, destroying those very precious cathedrals, oh my God, and castles, seeing winter blasting off, going crazy with the extreme cold in some of the country. You will see hurricane coming into places that never went before. Now they're like, oh, we need to save the planet. Where were you 20 years ago when we already were telling you this is not normal that we have drought for so long? But it's impacting just you. We don't care about you. We care about our money. So now that it's like affecting them, they're living and say that, oh, how come the summer is so hot? We told you for decades and decades. Pay attention to that. Pay attention. But no, it's nice to have those luxurious furniture with those very rare woods, that exotic wood, sorry, because if I say rare, it's not going to work like that. Very exotic woods to just show how rich you are. The thing is, if you want to, there's no, oh my God, it sounds like I'm trying to say that, yeah, there's a right way to be an activist and there's a wrong way, but I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is just that the target of those activists are not right. It's just, it's not the right people. You talk to the politician, you know what? the one we're going to make him sign that bill on that is the guy we're going to pay him on the back. So one of those very super giant billionaire would say, well, I still want to throw away all this thing on the sea without you saying shit. And also I will invest in the city or the state that you're in or the country, the place that you're in, more money, but I still need to throw away those disgusting things that pollute the planet. He will take it. So instead of saying that, oh, change the law, do this, do that, go to those big ass business, maybe boycott them, maybe don't buy their product anymore. When they see that, it's always when it impacts their wallet that they do shit. Those will give you the fake activism and say that, look, we changed our straw, now it's paper, it's not a plastic anymore. Yeah, but what about the rest? The cup, the one to cover the cup, what about the rest? You're still doing that. It's like, also those will say that fast fashion, same thing. You're still producing that. If you want to really impact that kind of climate change, instead of just saying to the politician to write laws to change that, target the one who make the money, because they are the one who actually have the power to change it. Trust me. I feel like if a billionaire, and I'm not talking about Elon Musk, I'm talking about just a billionaire in general. If a billionaire, you be like, you know what, your company is cool, you have a lot of things, but what you do on the side is shady, I'm gonna stop buying your shit. Do you think he will be like, yeah, I'm not going to be ethical still. There will still be others. Yeah, there will still other buying. But if everybody as a collective, we're like, you know what? Fuck this. We are not going to buy none of that until you find a way to be more clean. Trust me, they will do it, because it's a chain effect, meaning that people just leeching after other things. The super rich, they're after their money. And knowing that you, the consumer, even though you think that you're small and your black square on Instagram gonna do something, you not buying their product is already, even though you're like, oh, but it's nothing, it's taking out from their pocket. Well, you do that, you influence others and others and others and others, instead of saying that, look at me, I have the last Gucci bag, yo. And just say that, look at me, I decided to encourage this kind of behavior with this company anymore. I'm done with them. I am not gonna buy their product, not until they do this. And you have maybe 100 people or maybe 100,000 people following the same thing. It's a ripple effect. The more group it is, that's the protest that you show them. And trust me, those big ass company will just look after money. They will find a way. They will find a way to have a way to save this planet and have the climate change fixed in a very minor way, because pushing the politician, they have barely any powers, because the real power is detained by the super rich. As simple as that. Feminism is a mirror, it's a smoking mirror, it's not real. Well, at least modern day feminism is kind of like too much, it's very extreme. I remember that with one of my friends, we had a conversation about that, because she said that, yeah, I'm a true feminist, meaning that I am like one of the first generation believer of feminism. My way of feminism would not be the same way as those who call the so-called themselves and in their bio and say feminist, activists, protect animals, is rainbow ally, LGBT, whatever other colors that they can't follow with. And after that, they were trying to shut me out and say that you are not a feminist enough. It's just that there's no way to be activist. So your own way is still contributing, as long as it's not just a performative activism. And that's the part that I feel like now I am guilty of. Because last year, I felt like I was doing that. I decided to start to follow Black Lives Matter and say that, yeah, I'm going to be involved more with some stuff in my community. And then I realized that and say that, one second, what will be the conversation about? Are we going to be able to be honest with each other and talk about the fact, the real issues that are going on? Or are we going to just to maintain the same ignorance and say that, no, you have to do this, 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 no, and that, instead of trying to have a very more open-minded conversation. It's like a lot of things that you do. You share your opinion online, people would not agree with you. They're going to choose violence with you, with words, because they feel they're entitled to tell you that your opinion is wrong and you have to agree with them. Or that your opinion is so divisive that it will impact, it will just make people get mad. No, your opinion is your opinion. You don't agree? Well, move on with your life. Same thing with activism. There were some people would say that, you know what? I love my comfort. I love to blast my heater in the winter. I don't care much about the planet. Okay, I get that. But also get that after that, don't come complain when it's like plus 50, very hot in the summertime, and say, oh my God, it's so hot. This is not normal. Yeah, it's abnormal. And now I sound like I'm like one of those mad activists about climate change. But I'm just saying that we actually noticed that the climate was started to be fucked up for a very long time. But did we care? No, because all the scientists, all our favorite movie that we call cult classic, we always see that one crazy scientist say that in a couple years, we're going to burn this planet and nobody is listening to them. And now they're like, see, I told you, they were maybe the crazy one, but they told us. And we decided to say that, nah, the planet going to catch up. It's going to go fast. But we are like ensemble, and I'm not just targeting the Western people, but just global, we became so consumed by this Insta fame that what social media is having is bringing us. And I know I'm saying that, and I am recording a podcast right now. It's hypocrite, right? But why would that be even more hypocrite to say that, well, I still want to be able to, in maybe 20, 30 years, when I go outside, I can breathe for free, that I don't need to pay for it, there will be trees outside, that my kids will be able to run around a park and have fun. I would love that. Or that say that if I go to a place, I would not be afraid to say that, well, there will be a mega tsunami coming to my ass, or there will be a drought in another place, there will be flooding in this place, and that the ice cap is not melting around, and say that, well, you know what, the coast that you knew when you were a kid is not there anymore because everybody died in a flood. I want to be optimistic with that. But activism also now became so radicalized that it just pushed the majority of people, I would say most of the people, to not be as open to this type of issues as they would be before. Because now it's just that if you're activist for something, you have to be 100%, you have to be dedicated. It's almost like leading to a cult-like behavior. You don't agree with that, you're part of the problem. It's not even like, I don't agree with that, I don't understand why you're making a big deal. School me, educate me. It's more, well, you useless, you're part of the problem. No, it's kind of like two people screaming at each other, not hearing what the other one is saying. It's when you have a conversation in a club, try to have a conversation in the club, the person is yelling in the other side of the room, talking about their own shit, you're talking about your own shit, none of each other going to the same direction, because everybody is stuck on their ways, they don't want to share their opinion, they don't want to agree, they don't want to even listen. The thing is, there's no listening in any part. That's why after a moment, when all the things that happened with George Floyd, all the protests around the world, I was like, oh, that's really nice. But the thing is, each of those places have also to confront their own issues. Australia was also protesting outside for George Floyd. I was like, okay, cool. What about the Aboriginal people that you massacre and you have destroyed their place for a very long time and ostracized them, put them aside, cast them away, make them feel like they were less than? What about your own issue? But your outrage for a black man that live in America. And I understand the empathy and so is important, but also it's always good to look at your shit in your face, in front of you, instead of smelling your neighbors. That's one of the saying that my mom would tell me, or anybody that come from Africa, they will understand, because our parents always come in with weird saying that we are just like, okay, that. After that, you saw also people protesting in Europe, for example. I'm just like, yes, let's talk about my home place, second home place, Europe. are you going to admit that, yeah, that colonization, all those dictators, it was part of your plan to placing those people so then you will still be able to exploit this continent, but pretending that you have gave them democracy and the freedom? That would be also a conversation they're good to have. That's why a lot of like those dictators that you heard about, especially in Africa, are just a part of it as well. Do you think that really they gave us like that independence? Oh, fuck no. In the 60s, it was just a facade because they knew that America would be on the ass and the rest of the planet would be like, hey, you want everybody to fight to get that Nazi out, but you still are the one having extreme power on those countries. So independence, air quote. Which means that all of those countries, if you really think about it, all those countries that they say they're so poor and all that, but they always have civil war. Where do they find those guns if they don't have money to eat? Even my dryer agree. Where do they find our money? I'm sorry if I'm laughing like that, but just this, just going there. It's just that now activism became something hypocrite. Something that was coming out of a good base where I say that there's an issue, we need to broaden it up to the public to make them understand and see what's going on. Be aware and do something about it. It turned to, we're going to pretend that we are doing this, but behind, we're still exploiting that. I'm not here to say that, yeah, well, what happened with Black Lives Matter is it's like, yeah, the white devil, whatever, because I am not like that. I was around a lot of different people who have a different background and learn about them. And that's the thing that I am proud of for me as a person. I am proud of that. Even though there were moments that I also had prejudice against a lot of different groups, but hanging out with each of them, I learned the nuances. Because also, it would be hypocrite for me to be like, telling them, well, Black people, there are also nuances. Yes, we have a majority of good people, but we also have a minority of shitty people. Same thing with the other minorities. Same thing with other religions. Same thing. Like, everybody have all that rotten apple somewhere in the tree. It doesn't mean that everybody in the tree is rotten. So if I want them to understand my perspective, I also have to understand where they come from. Not saying that, yeah, you have to be cool with someone call you the N-word, especially if they are not Black. I'm just like, no, hell no, not happening. But what I mean is just that if you call yourself a feminist and someone else call themselves a feminine, listen to them. Understand their choice, why they don't believe in your battle. Listen to what is motivating them to not follow through with your battle, because your battle is your battle. You're entitled to that. But my struggle is also my struggle. Respect it. If not because I don't agree with you and say that, yeah, feminism, I have to have my armpit unshaved, this kind of shit, this feminism, I don't know where that came from, but okay. So me putting shaving my armpits, my legs and all that is not feminist. That's ridiculous, because no. To me, my definition of feminism will be more close to equality, meaning that you respect me, I respect you. You treat me with the right way, I will do the same. But again, who am I to judge, right? One sec. Oh my God, this recording, just that 30 minutes, I'm gonna do another one. And hello everyone, welcome to We're Millennials. I know it's been a moment. I am your hostess, Black Widow, aka Black Snow White. And also some of you know my real name, but I'm not going to stress too much on that. It's been a minute, I know. And I had actually announced how season 2 is going to be and what we're going to talk about and all the guests that we're going to get and the co-hosts that will come. Well, it took me a little bit longer to get there because I'm dealing with a lot of stuff that's happening in my life, but I'm not going to be like too much onto it. Today episode, I wanted to talk about a subject that I feel like right now it would be the right moment to type into it, because it had intrigued me, and also I had considered myself in a very long time a part of it. And then I decided that, well, I'm going to reevaluate that, because what does it mean exactly? What does it show as what type of person you are when you're expressing this kind of concern and all this kind of thing? Trust me, I know it's going to be up to debate, and a lot of the comments will be heated and all that. But also, by the way, we have a YouTube channel. So if you go on YouTube and you type Weird Millennial Podcast, you will find us. And also, I'm working on other stuff at the same time, but basically it will be on the YouTube channel that you will be able to see our faces and the guests. But of course, that one for now is not available. But we are still going to make sure that the audio is available on YouTube if you want to listen to YouTube. But the main place that you're going to be able to listen to the podcast is Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and all this kind of thing. So we are kind of like, we are working hard on it. Anyhow, at least I do. So today's subject that I wanted to tackle, I think it will be the main point of discussion. And I hope that people will be able to comment, or if you have any suggestion, I will also put different links that you can find on website. I don't have a website yet. We're going to work on that as well, as long that we get bigger. On the channel or website, on the channel page anyhow. So today I want to talk about activism in general, not just about one specific thing that I am into or not, but more about activism in general, about how it had evolved, how activism became more a show pony than just the real deal, because there will be a long time that we were talking about that and that shit was not happening at all. So I was kind of intrigued for a very long time, because I was thinking that I was also being an activist and being say that I'm going to say my opinion is going to change the world and all that and all that. I got very involved in some issues that I felt like it was important to talk about, such as racism, because for the audience that don't know this show, I'm black, hence the name Black Black Widow and Black Snow White. I'm black, I'm a woman in a Western country, and also my full name is also Muslim, so I'm telling you, I have a lot of things going on. So I would say that the part that my activism have been always been there, it was for years and years and years. I would not say that I've never been active into trying to make people accept minorities or accept some issues that's going on. It's always been part of what I was, especially in a Western country. In my country itself, the activism will be like, well, we are sick and tired of politicians that are exploiting people who are abusing their power for a lot of things and all that. That would be also another sort of activism, but it's not that. The one that I want to talk about is more about the one that the social media that we are more aware of, such as feminism, that one, race rights, gay rights, LGBTQ, all those kind of activism that we are doing, and also of course environmental, saving the planet and all that. First of all, lately I would just like, are we really being activists because there's nothing being done? We are going to yell about something and say that, oh yeah, yeah, this and that, I don't agree with this, we should change that. Yes, I know that last year in 2020, there were some changes that happened when George Floyd got unfortunately murdered by that guy, that cop. Some stuff had been pushed out. People were fed up, and also you saw protests everywhere around the planet, which was great. But since then, do you think that a police shooting black people has stopped? No. We don't talk about it anymore. We're back to talk about other stuff. We are not talking about those things anymore. And for a long time, I was just like thinking, I felt like I had to leave a lot of pressure. I was actually pressured as a black person to kind of like put my input and a comment about the what was happening to that man that I never met in my existence in a country that I don't live in. If you didn't put anything and say that, oh yeah, Black Lives Matter as a black person, my God, you will be looking aside as, oh, you're part of the problem. You're not trying to. No, it's just that if I am not aware of the situation, how do you want me to put my opinion? It's like when you're keeping saying women, all women have to be feminist, but they don't, some of them don't feel like where they are is there's a disadvantage. So they don't see the point to put out any feminism market and say that, yeah, everybody has to have equal pay. Equal pay, okay, but if you had chose to be a stay-at-home mom, what is your pay? Where, and also they will shun you to not be feminist about it, because again, it's an activism that you have to show and say that, yeah, we want the same right for all women. Well, excuse me, but I'm gonna be very honest there, and so a lot of people are gonna hate me for that. They're gonna be mad because they're gonna get into their feelings instead of trying to be rational with what I'm gonna say. Feminism movement has started for a very long time, and we're still paying for tampons and pads for something that our body is doing every fucking month. How is that a hot change anything? How come we don't have a time off for those 2 days of the month where we know that we cannot move? The cramp is so awful that you cannot function, but you still have to go there because you say that I want to have the same equal right as a man. But after that, when you are like in that time, you're just like, no. But I'm going to go back again to the racial activism that I've been asked to push again and again and again. At first, for anything that was related to what happened in 2020 with George Floyd, I'm talking about that specific event, I felt like I needed to speak up because we were able to witness something that it was so awful, but also inhuman. Treating someone that way inhuman, it will create a reaction in you. And also as human being, that's our thing. If you are staying there and watching something happen like that and being apathic, it's just to show that how lack of humanity we have. But if as a black person, of course it's gonna light up anger, frustration, rage, and comprehension, and also fear. And yes, there were moments where I was just like, yeah, I need to do something, but I am stuck at home. We are in the middle of the pandemic. And also, even if I go protest, I was very mad. So I went, I said that I was there. I was just showing my support and say that, yeah, defund the police and this and that and that. But after a certain moment, like really, they will show other story of other black people, but what? Where was that energy when that kid, Trevor Martin was killed? You didn't see the whole planet doing uproar and make sure that that man will rot in prison. He got freed, and he signed like some skills, like he was like, yeah, he's a sort of hero. A lot of black people, male and other minorities, have been killed in the hand of the police because of prejudice. But instead of just us screaming defund the police, and trust me, I was also part of the problem with that, because I encouraged this kind of thing, instead of saying that, well, instead of defunding them, is it possible to rewire their programming, meaning that you are gonna train them in a different way, or maybe have a specific unit to understand mental illness if there's anything like that. Here I would take an example because I live in Canada. Here are the minority that I would say that have the most mistreatment and disrespect and even less care about is the native. I am not one. I know that I'm part of a minority, but my struggle is different from what they are living, because my stigma is a little bit different. We have been able to be the loudest voice out there that people have no choice but to listen after a moment. But First Nations, the thing is, the trauma and also the wound is so deep that it's hard to have someone that coming from there. I said, yeah, but you're the exception. Of course, you understand better. It's just the whole journey is something else. And I would like one day to have like one of my friends and have a conversation about that, because that would be really interesting. And I don't want to turn this podcast into something activism and all that. But the last episode of the last season that we did, we talked about Palestine and Israel. Well, the issue is still there, but you don't see the media talking about it. So you don't see people being frustrated or mad about it. Now, we had also a moment where people were shocked to see the Taliban that came back but still, nothing has been done really much about it. Your social activism, the one that you put on your Instagram, social media, all that is not gonna, is not that impactful. It's just saying that, yeah, I care. See, I did my part. I cared. Now move on to the next topic. It's just that every day is always a struggle. And also, if you don't post, people will make you feel bad because you're not posting. I didn't post anything about the Israel-Palestine issue because I don't understand that issue. I am not. I know that everything that is always out there, it doesn't need to impact you to understand what's going on. But it's something so complex. It's happening like this for over 75 years. So how can do you think that me, little me, who have just less than 97 people following me on social media, being able to make an impact out there? It's like a grain of sand in the desert. It's just part of it. Even though today we have the way, the medium to show and say that this is injustice, let's do something about it. We just share that and say this is injustice, and after that we go back to our life because we pat ourselves on our back and say that we did something good. Same thing with feminism, same thing for racism, same thing for anybody that get mistreated, and also same thing for what is called, and people who are protesting and say that climate change, like that girl, I respect what she's doing, but there's something that I'm just like, girl, you are targeting the wrong people. Because if you were protesting to have like an impact in the climate, those politicians would never be the one to make the change. They may be going to write the laws. They will say that, oh yeah, you need to reduce by this. The real one who have the power are the CEO of those businesses that make billions and billions on fucking up this planet. But you're still cool with that because you have your cell phone, right? But if it's just that I feel like the activism that we are doing since the beginning is targeting the wrong people. And now I'm just like focusing more on the climate change one because now we are talking about it. Now it's a thing and saying that, oh yeah, look, we are fucking up this planet. We need to save it. It's been a long time. But the thing is now people are talking about it because the Western countries are impacted by it. For decades, what happened like in 85 or even before that, Africa was already living like some drought, famine, and all this kind of crazy thing. Asia, South Asia, will have tsunamis, crazy things that are going on there, but nobody will say, people said, oh yeah, it's seasonal, it's normal. But now that we see flooding happen in Europe, destroying those very precious cathedral, oh my God, and castles, seeing winter blasting off, going crazy with the extreme cold in some of the country. You will see hurricane coming into places that never went before. Now they're like, oh, we need to save the planet. Where were you 20 years ago when we already were telling you this is not normal that we have drought for so long? But it's impacting just you. We don't care about you. We care about our money. So now that it's like affecting them, they're living and say that, oh, how come the summer is so hot? We told you for decades and decades. Pay attention to that. Pay attention. But no, it's nice to have those luxurious furniture with those very rare woods, that exotic woods. Sorry, because if I say rare, it's not going to work like that. Very exotic woods to just show how rich you are. The thing is, if you want to... There's no I sound like I'm trying to say that, yeah, there's a right way to be an activist and there's a wrong way, but I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is just that the target of those activists are not right. It's just, it's not the right people. You talk to the politician, you know what? The one we're going to make him sign that bill or not is the guy we're going to pay him on the back. So one of those very super giant billionaire would say, well, I still want to throw away all this thing on the sea without you saying shit. I'll give you, and also I will invest in the city or the state that you're in or the country, the place that you're in, more money, but I still need to throw away those disgusting things that pollute the planet. He will take it. So instead of saying that, oh, change the law, do this, do that, go to those big ass business, maybe boycott them,
maybe don't buy their product anymore. When they see that, it's always when it impacts their wallet that they do shit. Those will give you the fake activism and say that, look, we changed our straw. Now it's paper. It's not a plastic anymore. Yeah, but what about the rest? The cup, the one to cover the cup. What about the rest? You're still doing that. It's like also those will say that fast fashion, same thing. You're still producing that. If you want to really impact that kind of climate change, instead of just saying to the politician to write laws to change that, target the one who make the money, because they are the one who actually have the power to change it. Trust me. I feel like if a billionaire, and I'm not talking about what his name, Elon Musk, I'm talking about just a billionaire in general. If a billionaire, you be like, you know what, your company is cool, you have a lot of things, but what you do on the side is shady. I'm gonna stop buying your shit. Do you think he will be like, yeah, I'm not going to be ethical still. There will still be others. Yeah, there will still other buying. But if everybody as a collective, we're like, you know what? Fuck this. We are not going to buy none of that until you find a way to be more clean. Trust me, they will do it, because chain effect, meaning that people just leeching after other things. The super rich, they're after their money. And knowing that you, the consumer, even though you think that you're small and your black square on Instagram gonna do something, you not buying their product is already, even though you're like, oh, but it's nothing, it's taking out from their pocket. Well, you do that, you influence others and others and others and others, instead of saying that, look at me, I have the last Gucci bag, yo. And just say that, look at me, I decided to encourage this kind of behavior with this company anymore. I'm done with them. I am not going to buy their product, not until they do this. And you have maybe 100 people or maybe 100,000 people following the same thing. It's a ripple effect. The more group it is, that's the protest that you show them. And trust me, those big ass company will just look after money. They will find a way. They will find a way to have a clean way to save this planet and have the climate change fixed in a very minor way. Because pushing the politician, they have barely any powers, because the real power is detained by the super rich. As simple as that. Feminism is a mirror. It's a smoking mirror. It's not true. It's not real. Well, at least modern day feminism is kind of like too much. It's very extreme. I remember that with one of my friends, we had a conversation about that, because she said that, yeah, I'm a true feminist, meaning that I am like one of the first generation believer of feminism. My way of feminism would not be the same way as those who call the so-called themselves and in their bio and say feminist, activist, protect animals, is rainbow ally, LGBT, whatever other colors that they can follow with. And after that, they were trying to shut me out and say that you are not a feminist enough. It's just that there's no way to be activist. So your own way is also is still contributing, as long as it's not just a performative activism. And that's the part that I feel like now I am guilty of. Because last year, I felt like I was doing that. I decided to start to follow Black Lives Matter and say that, yeah, I'm going to be involved more with some stuff in my community. And then I realized that and say that, one second. What will be the conversation about? Are we going to be able to be honest with each other and talk about the fact, the real issues that are going on? Or are we going to just to maintain the same ignorance and say that, no, you have to do this, 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 no, and that, and that, instead of trying to have a very more open-minded conversation. It's like a lot of things that you do. You share your opinion online, people would not agree with you. They're going to choose violence with you, with words, because they feel they're entitled to tell you that your opinion is wrong and you have to agree with them. Or that your opinion is so divisive that it will impact, it will just make people get mad. No, your opinion is your opinion. You don't agree? Well, move on with your life. Same thing with activism. There were some people would say that, you know what, I love my comfort, I love to blast my heater in the winter, I don't care much about the planet. Okay, I get that. But also get that after that, don't come complain when it's like plus 50, very hot in the summertime, and say, oh my God, it's so hot. This is not normal. Yeah, it's abnormal. And now I sound like I'm like one of those mad activists about climate change. But I'm just saying that we actually noticed that the climate was started to be fucked up for a very long time. But did we care? No, because all the scientists, all our favorite movie that we call cult classic, we always see that one crazy scientist say that in a couple of years, we're going to burn this planet and nobody is listening to them. And now they're like, see, I told you, they were maybe the crazy one, but they told us. And we decided to say that, nah, the planet is going to catch up. It's going to go fast. But we are like, ensemble, and I'm not just targeting the Western people, but just global, we became so consumed by this Insta fame that what social media is having is bringing us. And I know I'm saying that, and I am recording a podcast right now. It's hypocrite, right? But why would that be even more hypocrite to say that, well, I still want to be able to, in maybe 20, 30 years, when I go outside, I can breathe for free, that I don't need to pay for it, there will be trees outside, that my kids will be able to run around a park and have fun. I would love that. Or that say that if I go to a place, I would not be afraid to say that, well, there will be a mega tsunami coming to my ass, or there will be a drought in another place, there will be flooding in this place, and that the ice cap is not melting around, and say that, well, you know what, the coast that you knew when you were a kid is not there anymore because everybody died of flood. I want to be optimistic with that. But activism also now became so radicalized that it just pushed the majority of people, I would say most of the people, to not be as open to this type of issues as they would be before. Because now it's just that if you're activist for something, you have to be 100%, you have to be dedicated. It's almost like leading to a cult-like behavior. You don't agree with that, you're part of the problem. It's not even like, I don't agree with that, I don't understand why you're making a big deal. School me, educate me. It's more, well, you're useless. You're part of the problem. No, it's kind of like two people screaming at each other, not hearing what the other one is saying. It's when you have a conversation in a club, try to get that. Try to have a conversation in a club. The person is yelling in the other side of the room, talking about their own shit. You're talking about your own shit. None of each other going to the same direction because everybody is stuck on their ways. They don't want to share their opinion. They don't want to agree. They don't want to even listen. The thing is, there's no listening in any part. That's why after a moment, when all the things that happened with George Floyd, all the protests around the world, I was like, oh, that's really nice. But the thing is, each of those places have also to confront their own issues. Australia was also protesting outside for George Floyd. I was like, okay, cool. What about the Aboriginal people that you massacre and you have destroyed their place for a very long time and ostracized them, put them aside, cast them away, make them feel like they were less than? What about your own issue? But you are outraged for a black man that live in America. And I understand the empathy and so is important, but also it's always good to look at your shit in your face in front of you instead of smelling your neighbors. That's one of the saying that my mom would tell me, or anybody that come from Africa, they will understand, because our parents always come in with weird saying that we are just like, okay, that. After that, you saw also people protesting in Europe, for example. I'm just like, yes, let's talk about my home place, second home place, Europe. Are you going to admit that, yeah, that colonization, all those dictators, it was part of your plan to placing those people so then you will still be able to exploit this continent, but pretending that you have gave them democracy and the freedom? That would be also a conversation they're good to have. That's why a lot of like those dictators that you heard about, especially in Africa, are just a part of it as well. Do you think that really they gave us like that independence? Oh, fuck no. In the 60s, it was just a facade because they knew that America would be on the ass and the rest of the planet would be like, hey, you want everybody to fight to get that those Nazi out, but you still are the one having extreme power on those countries. So independence, air quote. Which means that all of those countries, if you really think about it, all those countries that they say they're so poor and all that, but they always have civil war. Where do they find those guns if they don't have money to eat? Even my dryer agree. Where do they find that money? I'm sorry if I'm laughing like that, but just this, just going there. It's just that now activism became something hypocrite. Something that was coming out of a good base where I say that there's an issue, we need to broad it up to the public to make them understand and see what's going on. Be aware and do something about it. It turned to, we're going to pretend that we are doing this, but behind, we're still exploiting that. I'm not here to say that, yeah, well, what happened with Black Lives Matter is, it's like, yeah, the white devil, whatever, because I am not like that. I was around a lot of different people who have a different background and learn about them. And that's the thing that I am proud of me, for me as a person. I am proud of that. Even though there were moments that I also had prejudice against a lot of different groups, but hanging out with each of them, I learned the nuances, because also it would be hypocrite for me to be like, telling them, well, Black people, there's also nuances. Yes, we have a majority of good people, but we also have a minority of shitty people. Same thing with the other minorities. Same thing with other religions. Same thing. Like, everybody have all that rotten apple somewhere in the tree. It doesn't mean that everybody in the tree is rotten. So if I want them to understand my perspective, I also have to understand where they come from. Not saying that, yeah, you have to be cool with someone call you the N-word, especially if they are not Black. I'm just like, no, hell no, not happening. But what I mean is just that if you call yourself a feminist and someone else call themselves a feminine, listen to them. Understand their choice, why they don't believe in your battle. Listen to what is motivating them to not follow through with your battle, because your battle is your battle. You're entitled to that. But my struggle is also my struggle. Respect it. It's not because I don't agree with you and say that, yeah, feminism, I have to have my armpit and shaved, this kind of shit, this feminism. I don't know where that came from, but okay. So me putting, shaving my armpits, my legs and all that is not feminist. That's ridiculous, because no. To me, my definition of feminism would be more close to equality, meaning that you respect me, I respect you. You treat me with the right way, I would do the same. But again, who am I to judge, right? One sec. Oh my God, this recording, just that 30 minutes? I'm gonna do another one.